The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our first episode, Good Tidings of Great Joy, details the events surrounding the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This presentation is one of 12 dramas depicting the life and ministry of our Savior. In the days of Herod, the king of Judea, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
They were long hours in the heat of the sun today.
Seems that the dust of all the days since Sabbath remains in my hair, Mother.
That may be true, but the dust of Nazareth will never diminish the luster of this beautiful hair. There, it is done. Joseph came again today. He's a fine man, Mary. He will care for thee well.
His eyes are kind and understanding, as if he knows my thoughts but keeps them in the private places of his heart.
Many things are better kept within our hearts than on our tongues. Joseph is a diligent worker, and he comes from an upright family. We are happy for thee, Mary. Now rest. Oh, I almost forgot. Joseph brought this.
He comes when I am away from the house, as if he watches and knows when I am gone.
Here, unwrap it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Did he carve it himself?
I assume he did.
Its wings are spread as if it is about to spring into flight.
Perhaps it is a representation of the young woman he is to wed. Or it could be a mother bird gathering her chicks under her wings for protection.
Either way, it is remarkable. Mother, the stars are bright tonight, and I am no longer as tired as I thought I would be.
Go then, and walk. Stay near to the house.
I will. In flight or protecting her chicks. To me, it is a dove. A dove of peace. What a thoughtful gift. Oh, look at the stars. How beautiful tonight. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? King David spoke wisely and truthfully.
Mary. Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Mary. Oh, forgive me, Mother. I looked away for a moment. I thought I had set it on the table.
Mary, for the past several days thou hast been here with us in body, but thy mind hath been elsewhere, in a distant place, it seems. What is it? I see it in thy face. Art thou troubled?
No.
Is it Joseph, the marriage?
No, Mother.
Then what?
I must go and see Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Zacharias and Elizabeth?
Yes.
Mary, but that is a 4-day journey, at least to the hill country near Jerusalem.
I know.
Why then to Elizabeth? Mary, this is strange.
I have heard she is with child.
What? Elizabeth? Who has said such a thing? That cannot be. Mary, she is not a young woman.
I know that, Mother. But still, I must visit her.
Does Joseph know of this?
Yes. I spoke to him. I told him I would be leaving for a short while.
So thou hast made the decision. But what of the chores and duties of the home, Mary? And how wilt thou travel?
Rachel's father goes to Jerusalem with the caravans. He has asked her and his family to join them, and I have permission to accompany Rachel.
But he has often gone 2 months.
3. It will be near 3 this time.
Oh, Mary. I fear for thy safety. Thy father and I must speak of this.
Mother, please, this is a task I must do. But know that there is something of heaven in this visit to Elizabeth. I feel that God is guiding me.
Mary, thou art young. Thou art but a little more than a child in the eyes of the world.
Let the eyes of the world see what they see. But this is an errand that I must make.
My daughter Mary has become a determined young woman. Very well. Let us speak to thy father of this.
I have done so already.
And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah near Jerusalem. And there she entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted her cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Mary? Oh, what is this? Mary! Oh, my beloved girl! I have waited hoping to see thee.
Elizabeth, how happy I am for thee. It is true.
Yes, my child. What miracles have we witnessed, you and I? And blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And why am I so honored that I should receive a visit from the mother of my Lord? For as soon as thy voice sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
Elizabeth, an angel told me of thee and Zacharias, and since that moment I have longed to see thee and speak with thee. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name.
No, Mary, I do not comprehend what the Lord hath done to us, but it is good, that I know. What a gift from God it is to see thee. Come, tell me of thy mother and father and family, and we shall go and find Zacharias, and he will be astonished to see the beautiful woman thou hast become.
Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And her son was named John, the same who was called the Baptist. And Mary abode with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then once again made the long journey home to Nazareth.
Isaac, I know what the law states.
Joseph, she is with child. She broke her vows. That means the betrothal must be annulled by a public trial and judgment or by private agreement that you sign in the presence of witnesses.
Isaac, I observe the law. I know my choices. Oh, but the thought of public humiliation will only add to her suffering and mine.
It is thy choice, but I speak to thee as a friend. Since the day of her arrival, thou hast known a decision must be made. Too many days have passed. Thou canst not delay longer, for her sake, for her family's sake, and for yours.
As I have thought on it, this is what I feel to be the best choice. I will put her away privately, sign the documents, and annul the vows. To that end, she can go away in peace, have the child, and care for it as she sees best.
It is a hard choice, Joseph, but I think one thou wilt not regret.
Tomorrow I will tell her and her family.
Good night, then, Joseph. I will leave thee to thy thoughts.
Good night, Isaac.
Joseph. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This is done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
A dream. An angel. Yet just as Mary said,
canst thou expect less, Mary? Surely thou canst sense his feelings. He trusted thee.
But there is no need for him to lose his trust in me. That which I carry is of God, not of man.
Mary, we hear and ponder thy words, as has Joseph. And he has been patient and thoughtful. But a vow has been broken. The evidence is visible.
But I have done nothing wrong. Surely ye must believe that I speak the truth.
I see him outside. He is coming to the door.
Let me open it. Good day, Joseph.
Please come in. Mary is ready to sign the document of annulment.
There will be no annulment. Mary, be at peace. Last night, an angel of God came to me in a dream, and he said, Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Mary, this is what we have prayed for, as it has been written from the mouth of two witnesses.
Joseph, what is this thou sayest?
Truly, I know not, only that which I heard the angel say. But my heart burns within me, even as I speak it now. And I cannot, nor will I, deny such as God has given me.
Then thou knowest that I have no shame.
Thou hast no shame, Mary. As the angel said, thou art my wife. And to obey his word and to protect thee, all haste shall be made to celebrate the vows we have taken. I shall not put thee away as I reasoned only yesterday, but we shall be husband and wife. With thy permission and with that of thy parents, we will marry as quickly as it shall be possible. Ah, it astonishes me to see what she is able to do, even when she is close to giving birth. This is the first time she has asked me to carry the water.
She has always been strong. But know this, Joseph. A woman enters the valley of the shadow of death when she bears a child. Even though the child that comes through her is the blessed one, it may yet prove to be a difficult experience.
I understand. And for that reason, I am glad she is surrounded by those who love her.
Why are there Roman soldiers here?
It appears they are posting a notice.
Come.
Hear this, citizens of Nazareth. Upon imperial decree of Caesar Augustus, all shall be counted in census. Out of respect for local customs, each man shall go to his ancestral home with haste to be inscribed in the census record. He who shall not comply with this decree shall be an offender to Rome and punished for his disobedience. See ye to it.
Joseph, that means to Bethlehem. What can this be but a heavier taxation?
Yes, I suppose the same. Well, then I must quickly make preparations to go.
Yes. But what of Mary? She's not fit to travel. She may give birth any day.
I will not force her to travel with me. Yet I must comply with the emperor's decree. But Mary will have her choice.
There is no question to be made.
Mary, it is 5 days at least, walking or on the back of a donkey. And there is no midwife that follows that road.
Joseph, it makes no difference. Whatever shall come to pass, God will be with us.
I know that God will be with us, but he expects me to use my wits and best judgment in caring for thee and the child.
We will make all the needed preparations, and we will be traveling with others going up to Jerusalem, or to the lands of their fathers.
Yes, Mary, but a Roman decree and the pronouncement of marriage does not make me an expert in birthing a child.
For myself, I know it is a perilous journey. Yet I made that same journey only months ago. Joseph, think on this. Since the angel spoke to us, we have studied the prophecies concerning the birth of the coming Messiah. Now the words of Micah foretell of his birth being in Bethlehem of Judea.
Yes, those words have been on my mind. There is truth in what thou sayest, Mary. Then we will do this together, and I will be at thy side and thou wilt be at mine until the child comes.
And when we return, we will present to our family the blessed child of whom the angel spoke.
And so Joseph went up from Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
They are securely gathered for the night. I will take the first watch.
I can see the light of Bethlehem in the distance. The city must be full of lamps and people who have come for the Roman census.
Yet it is peaceful here above them. And look at the sky. Hast thou ever seen so bright a star as that one?
It is a thing to be studied. A beautiful thing. But does it bring with its appearance good or ill? Perhaps it is an omen, but of what?
I see a man.
It is not a man. I see beings. Many beings. In light.
Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
What have we seen?
Angels. Angels across the heavens. What does it mean?
Let us now go, even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us by his angels.
With haste, quickly.
And the shepherds came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard them wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Why was I not told of this?
It is of no great consequence, King Herod.
I will not be lied to. I hear of shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem, seeing angels in the heavens. I hear of old men and women in your temple declaring a king is born among the Jews. And now there are travelers from the east outside my doors asking, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" They speak of the star in the east, and they are come to worship him. I want to know who he is. I want to know what this is about. Ye who are versed in the prophecies of your people, tell me, what do the holy words say? From whence shall this ruler come? Who shall he be?
It is written by the prophet Micah that out of Bethlehem shall come a ruler and a governor.
Tell me the precise wording. I want to hear it all.
These are the words. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Leave me all. Leave me now. And I will remember well that ye withheld from me news that a king should hear. Archelaus, come here.
Yes, Father?
I should like to know of this child of whom the Jewish scribes speak, if he truly exists. I should like to hold him in my arms, cradle him. Dost thou think that would be wise?
It would be wise, as thou sayest.
And what is this child to me, or to thee, Archelaus? The time will come when thou mayest reign in my stead, if thou art cunning and wise. Summon the men from the east again. I will reason with them once more. Perhaps they will lead us to this newborn king.
Yes, Father. The king bids thee enter again.
Accept my apologies for asking ye to await me outside. It was inconsiderate of me. There were affairs of government I had to address. We are pleased ye would visit us. Your travels have been wearisome, I am certain.
What wouldst thou have us do, King Herod?
Ye have spoken of one who shall be born, King of the Jews. That I might know this newborn governor myself, go in peace to Bethlehem, and search out the child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again.
We will search for him diligently. It will be our honor, Your Highness.
Please do, that I too may worship him with all of Israel. This is my heart's desire.
When we have found the child, for surely we will find him, we will hastily send word to thee.
My thanks. Travel in peace. Archelaus, have word sent to me when they arrive at Bethlehem. I wish to know of their whereabouts. When the child is located, bring me word.
I will see to it.
And Archelaus?
Yes, Father.
Do not deceive me as did thy brothers and thy mother.
I will not.
It was a sad moment in my life. Their deaths wounded me deeply. Now go.
Mary, bring Jesus and come quickly. There is a caravan of camels and men outside, and they come seeking us. They say they have been sent to find us.
Us? Why?
They come seeking Jesus. To see Jesus.
Is it safe?
It is. Come.
We mean no harm. We come from the east and have traveled far, following the star overhead. And we come to seek the child who is born King of the Jews.
Have we found him? Is this the promised child of whom it is written should come among us?
Yes, he is.
Then the words of the prophets have been fulfilled. It truly has been a joyous journey, even after all these weeks. The King, Emmanuel, has been born in the flesh, and we see him before us.
We have been sent on an errand to witness the presence of the Son of God on earth, and finally, we have found him.
I kneel before the child, the promised Messiah. Not only do I kneel, but I worship him, whose right it is to reign among us. Hail, the Prince of Peace.
We bow before a king. And we bring treasures for the child. Here is gold to meet the humble needs of his family.
We bring precious spices from the east for the parents and the child. We give them gratefully. Here is frankincense and myrrh.
But kind sirs, we cannot accept such generosity.
Consider it to be only as the little wooden dove he cradles in his hands.
Please. It is our gift, as if given to heaven. Freely we give it to him who is the true giver.
You will find use for it all, perhaps sooner than ye imagine.
Please know of our gratitude.
May we offer thee food or drink to return the kindness?
No. We have seen the promised Emmanuel, and that will suffice. Blessed be our eyes. For we have beheld that which kings and prophets have only dreamed of.
Guard the child well. You may find that you can do little else for him. For who can teach the Son of God but God himself?
Now, farewell.
Go in peace.
Now it came to pass that after their visit to the child, Jesus, the wise men from the east were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to King Herod. Therefore they departed unto their own country another way.
You wish to see me, Father?
What is this thou hast done, Archelaus?
In what regard?
The men from the east, they are gone. They and their caravan are nowhere to be found. How has this happened?
I know nothing of it.
Precisely. I commanded thee to know of their whereabouts, and the child and his parents. Thou wast to bring me word when they were found.
But the men from the east stated they would return and bring thee word.
They have not.
They went to Bethlehem. That I know.
And what good does that news provide me now? They are gone, and I have no word of this newborn king. This troubles me. This deeply troubles me. Do the heavens mock me? The prophecy of a Messiah, the coming of wise and honored visitors from the east. It shall not be. I am the king, and none else shall rule in my stead. Archelaus, I see what must be done. A dreadful but needful thing. According to the words of the men from the east, how old could this child be?
They said he may be as old as 2 years, but they were uncertain.
Very well. Then word shall be sent to the garrison of soldiers south of the city walls, with the order that all children under the age of 2 years in Bethlehem and in the surrounding villages shall be summarily executed.
But, Father, that is...
It shall be done! I am the king! There shall be no fulfillment of supposed Jewish prophecy while I sit upon the throne. Not while I live! If a Messiah was born under my watch, he shall die under my watch. Thou shalt see he whose right it is to reign, and learn, Archelaus, what is required to rule.
Joseph. Joseph, arise and take the young child, Jesus, and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Mary. Mary.
What is it?
We must flee. Now. We must gather our belongings and go.
For what reason? Where?
To Egypt.
Egypt?
King Herod seeks to destroy Jesus.
What? Joseph, how dost thou know these things? What are we to King Herod that he would seek the life of Jesus?
I know not, Mary. But this I do know. I have been commanded in a dream to take thee and the child and flee.
It is the darkest hour of the night. Must we leave now?
I dare not question what God has asked of me. We will go immediately.
Very well. I will help thee gather what we need.
And Joseph and Mary took the child, Jesus, and according to God's command, fled to Egypt. But when the time came that King Herod had passed away, an angel of the Lord appeared again to Joseph in a dream, saying,
Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life.
And Joseph arose, and with Mary and Jesus returned to the land of Israel. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, in the parts of Galilee. And the child Jesus grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This concludes the first episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled Living Water.